Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about stop drinking coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. When it comes to quitting alcohol, there is a war. There is a war going on. There is a constant battle. There's a constant fight. And there are people out there that want you to believe certain ideas. There are people out there that want to manipulate you and manipulate your mindset and your understanding of this drug and take your bank account and drain it. People, like, listen, if you overdrink and you get cirrhosis of the liver and die, that's not a zero-sum game. That's not just you making a decision that could destroy your life. Somebody else is making millions and millions of dollars as a result of that. That is sad, that is dark, that is twisted, and modern society is keeping so many people weak. It's keeping millions of people weak, but this is a war that you can win. Now, why am I talking to you about war and battles and fighting? Well, right now, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm actually in Korea, I'm in Seoul. Behind me over there is a palace. You can't really see it, you can kind of see the mountain. But I'm just walking through, I'll quickly show you. It's actually incredibly beautiful, what an amazing place. But this is a place that I really knew nothing about before coming here. I mean, I knew the basics like everybody does. But this is a very interesting country with a lot of history. It's had a lot of invasions. It's had, you know, Japan coming in twice. It's had Japan try to colonize it. You know, you've had the Allies fighting just after World War II in the Cold War where, you know, North Korea were invading Seoul. I mean, this actual city has been invaded and I'm in it right now. So it's a very interesting place. And before coming here, I knew nothing, but, you know, I was really determined to learn about the history. So, you know, been to a museum, I've done some reading online, and yeah, what an interesting place. When I was on the subway, there was a sign that said shelter, and I'm like, what does that mean? Like homeless shelter, like what? Like it just means, obviously it's sheltered. I thought, surely it can't be a bomb shelter, right? So, you know, I go back home, I Google it, and that's exactly what it is. It's a freaking bomb shelter. And what happens is once a year in Korea is everybody will get this public announcement on their phone where they're supposed to go and find one of these shelters so they know where it is in case of there is an invasion, right? In case there's an attack. I was on the subway earlier and I saw a couple of men in army uniforms and I'm like, yeah, this is real. And I'm quite sure here as well, everybody has to go and do military service. It's one of those countries where every single young man has to go and enroll. I might be using the incorrect terminology there. I don't quite understand it, but yo, imagine that. Imagine being born into a country where you could just get a phone call saying there's an invasion and mate, you're going to the front lines. Like, yo, it's shocking, right? It's shocking, and it's very. What would the word be? It makes me feel very grateful for, you know, the passport that I have, for where I grew up, you know, growing up in England where we don't have that threat. I mean, I guess you could argue that in some ways there is that threat, but, you know, we're so lucky. And then I know a lot of people that watch this channel, you're American, you're European, and yeah. But it got me thinking that, you know, here there's a real threat of war where you have got zero control over what's going on, right? If there is an invasion, you're going to the front lines, you're getting a phone call, that's it. And, you know, you have zero control over that. Very similar to what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. I mean, that's a war where, like, you just have no control. And again, I mean, you could argue that people profit from the war and all this stuff, but whatever. So, here's the thing, right? Here's where I'm going with this, is that alcohol is a different war. Because this is a war that is 100% in your control to fight, to battle, to go ahead, you know, go against, because it's similar in a way that there's real opponents. There are people that don't want to see you succeed on your journey of not drinking. There's people that are making money from this. But this is a war where you can win. If a war happens in a country like this, as an individual, I mean, you can have some, you know, influence and whatever, but there's not really that much one person can do. But when it comes to the fight with alcohol, for you and your personal life, that is a war that you can 100% win. Listen, I'm not trying to influence the whole world, right? I'm not trying to change everybody's life. I'm trying to change one person's life, and that person is you. And I want you to know that it's a fight that you can win. It's down to individuals to go head to head against the lies, against the nonsense that they've been told from day one of being born. And it's down to the individual to change their own perception. That's what it's all about, right? It's, think about it, right? You know, using war terminology, I mean, alcohol companies have been feeding propaganda for hundreds of years. I don't know how long it's been, maybe not hundreds of years, maybe it is hundreds of years. But they've been feeding lies, they've been feeding misinformation, they've been trying to influence you to get you to believe that drinking alcohol is somewhat beneficial, is something that can add something to your life, when really it's just a highly addictive drug that does nothing for you. They've been feeding you this stuff, but it's down to you to take the power back. How do you do that? Well, you need to change your perception. That's what you have against this war. It's new ideas, it's new beliefs, it's changing your beliefs that somebody else has put into your mind. Because what is alcohol? When you remove it to its core, it is nothing more than ethanol, something that will kill you. It gives you absolutely nothing, you get nothing from it at all, but it's something that we keep drinking. It makes no sense. You know, we're so lucky that we're not gonna get a phone call saying that, you know, North Korea has invaded our country. All we need to do is read some books, get some new information, change our perception, and we can live a totally different life. You can do that. You can do that for sure. You 100% have the power to do that. But it's down to you to start putting in the work, right? Start taking action, start getting the book, start taking the courses, start finding help, start studying, start watching more videos like mine, other channels like mine. You know, it's down to you to find this new information. And that's great. You know, we can win this war 100%. I've got to show you a bit more around here because look at this. What a country. Beautiful, beautiful place. But, you know, I wanted to make this video because some people that are born in this country could one day fight a war where they don't have that much control over what happens. But I guess we're fighting our own war, right? People that drink alcohol have a totally different war that they can win. You can win. How great is that? You can change your life. You can stop, you know, helping these massive alcohol companies make millions and billions of dollars, and you can change your life. That's a great thing. And, you know, being in Korea right now, I mean, this was my dream. When I stopped drinking, I wanted to be able to travel. I wanted to be able to experience the world. I wanted to be location independent, have some kind of online business, and yeah, be able to do exactly this. And all this happened because I stopped drinking alcohol. And it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. I won my war. I won my fight. I won my battle. Oh, the lights are changing. I think I need to hurry up, or else I'm going to get stuck. 1 second. Oh dear. But yeah, I won my war. I won my fight. I won my battle. And as a result of winning that war, I can live a life of freedom. You know, maybe the same way that a soldier goes to war, does his time, and then he can live a life of freedom as well. You can live a life of freedom too. That's what I want for you. I want you to live a life of freedom. I want you to live a life where you're in control, where you have all the power. There's nobody pulling strings and making you do this and making you do that and tricking you and trying to get you hooked. And yo, it's time for you to take back control of your own life. And that's exciting. Now, if you want help, you can click the link in the description. You can book a call. We can see if reframing alcohol, first principles thinking, coaching could be a good match for you. The Sober Clear Program, we work with business owners, professionals, high-level individuals, and we help them change that perspective, get them into a state of mind where they're 100% clear on alcohol and what it doesn't do for them. If you want more details, click the link in the description. You can book a call or just go to soberclear.com. But anyway, I think I'm going to run out of light in a second and I'm going to get on the subway. And I don't want to make a video. I mean, I can make it in public like this, but making it on a subway, I mean, everybody's going to be looking at me. So, yeah. Anyway, have a great day. Keep going. You can win this fight. Love you all. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.